Amen. Do you know that around the United Kingdom it is said that 180,000 people go missing every year? Some people have put the figure at 275,000 people. They tell us that a person goes missing in the United Kingdom every 90 seconds. So you can imagine different homes, even this very day, throughout the United Kingdom. The cry has gone up across our nation. My husband is lost, or my wife is lost. It may be a father is lost, a mother, a brother or sister. Listen, a son or a daughter. All over the United Kingdom, there are people who are lost. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? How would you ever get lost in this day and age? They tell us there's about 13 million CCT cameras that tracked our movements. We're pin-numbered, database, credit rated, nannied, neighbourhood watched, Facebook, email and GPS, everything. You wouldn't think we'd get lost. But dear friends, here's the truth. All over the world, there are people and are lost. Disappeared. Some are found. Some are never found. Now, this term lost, it's nothing new. It's not a new word. You're not learning a new word tonight in this gospel service. Everybody here tonight, the youngest to the oldest, you know this word. You've heard it. You've used it. You've spoken it. You see, this word lost, it's a scriptural term. You'll find it in the Bible. Here it is. In verse 10. The Lord Jesus Christ uses this word, lost. I would suggest to you, it's a serious term. It's a terrible thing to be lost. And there may be some in this meeting tonight, spiritually, you're lost. It's a terrible thing to be lost. A simple term. Everybody can understand. Everybody can understand. I don't think anybody go home tonight from this meeting and says, you see that boy Shades was preaching tonight? I didn't know what he was talking about. He was very complicated. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. For anybody who's listening to the gospel service here tonight in this church, it is a simple term, lost. As I said, here's the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God. And he's speaking about a people who's lost. And there are many, many people in this community, as we will see tonight, all across this community. And according to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're lost. And I want to speak in this tonight about being lost. And the first thing I want to say, think about the meaning of being lost. What does it mean to be lost? Well, think about it. If you lose anything today, you're separated from it. Whatever it may be, a possession or a person. If you lose anything, there's this separation. You can find that in the Bible to do with Saul. It tells us in 1 Samuel and chapter 9 and verse 3. And the absence of Kish, Saul's father, was lost. So you can think of the father going out and he sees that these donkeys, they're not in the fold any longer. And he says here to Saul, listen, the donkeys, they're lost. There was a separation, you see. They were far away from their master. They were separated from the master. And if you lose anything, you're separated from it. There's separation in this word lost. And I say to you tonight in this meeting, when the Bible speaks about a sinner and they're lost, it means this. They're away from God. They're separated from God. And there may be some tonight in this meeting, and you're away from God. You're separated from Him. You're not walking with God. You're not with God. You're not walking with Him, not living with Him. You're lost. Isaiah 53 and verse 6 tells us clearly, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the prophet Isaiah was preaching a very, very simple message. And he was preaching to the nation of the people. Listen, we have all wandered astray like a sheep. We have all left God. We have all went after a pathway of sin. Listen, he's saying to those people, you're lost and you're separated. Separation takes place. Matthew Henry says, we have turned willfully and stubbornly to our own way, the way of our own heart, the way of our own corrupt appetites and passions lead us to. Mankind has wandered afar away from God. Listen here tonight, and are lost. They're separated from God. Even this man we read about in the passage, in Jericho. There was a man in Jericho, and there's others, of course, too, Zacchaeus. He was lost. He was separated from Christ. He was separated from God. This meaning of the word lost means there's this separation. You and I know when we lose something, we're separated from it. It may be, listen, simple things. It may be the keys of the car. It may be our glasses. And sometimes we say, well, where's my glasses? We're looking for things. We're separated from them. It may be money. It may be one of our children. We know what it means to be lost or to lose something. There's this separation. An unsaved person tonight in this meeting, like a sheep you've went astray, a pathway of wickedness, listen, a pathway of sin, a pathway that's taken you away from God. Tonight you're lost. And you're separated from God tonight. And I think of the meaning of this term, the term the Lord Jesus is bringing before us tonight, this word lost, I think of the separation. Are you away from God tonight in this meeting? Are you lost? Are you lost? Spiritually speaking. Think not only about a separation. Think about its illustration. When the Bible tells us what it means to be lost, it gives a picture. The Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he used illustrations. He brought illustrations into his ministry. He wanted to teach people, listen, that they were lost. That they were separated from God. That they were away from God. You think of that great chapter in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, a few pages back from this chapter we're in tonight. He brings before the people three parables about things that were lost. And he wanted to illustrate to them what it was like to be lost. It tells us in the verse 1 about these publicans and sinners. They all gathered round the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wanted to show them a great lesson, a simple truth. That they were lost. That they were lost and far away from God. That's why he illustrates it to them. You think of the lost sheep. The sheep was lost in disobedience and it went away from its shepherd. It now was in great danger of being devoured by angry wolves or other animals. And so he tells them here about being lost. Listen, you're in danger. You're in danger of being destroyed. That's why he says in the Bible, what should a profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what should a man give in exchange for his soul? You see, you're lost in great danger. And if you're unconverted tonight, you're in great danger. You're in danger of losing your soul. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, and all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. That's every one of us in this meeting. It's everyone outside the meeting tonight. And you're lost. And you're in great danger. A of losing your soul in hell for all eternity. The Lord Jesus is illustrating here what it is like to be lost. Just think of that sheep. It's disobedient and it's in danger. He went on to tell them, but he wanted to really press home this truth to their hearts of the people about being lost. He tells them about the coin that was lost in the house. It was lost in the dirt of the house. That lady was sweeping with her broom looking for it. It was lost, listen tonight, in the dirt. That's a lesson to the unsaved tonight. You're lost in the dirt of this world. For that's what sin is. It's dirt. It's abomination in the sight of a great and a mighty God. And they're sinners tonight. They're lost in the dirt of this world. It may be drink. It may be drugs. It may be gambling. It may be pornography. And there are people tonight, listen, and they're lost. Lost in the dirt of sin. Of course, that's what they like. They like to be in sin. That's why a person's not saved, you know. They love sin. They love the world. They love the pleasures of the world. And there are people tonight that are lost in the dirt and the filth of this world. If you're all converted tonight in a spiritual sense, you're lost in the dirt and the filth of sin. That's what you're lost. The Lord Jesus Christ is showing us by his preaching what it is like to be lost. And so the sheep, the danger, the coin, the dirt. Listen, the prodigal son, the distance. He's lost. This young man brought up in a good home. The Bible says he went into the far country. It's not that he went down the road a few miles. No, dear friends. He went as far as well as possible. That's the distance. He's away from God. He's far away. And I think tonight of people. You're far away from God. We sing a hymn, don't we, in our congregations. I have wandered far away from God. And maybe that's you tonight in this service. You're lost in the dirt of sin tonight. Listen, the distance, you're far away from God. Far away from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like Legion. Mark 5, held by the devil. So when the Bible speaks about a sinner being lost, he's in great trouble. He's in great sin. And he's far away from God. Is that you tonight in this meeting? Far away from God. Lost. People today are lost in riches. It says in this particular chapter, this man Zacchaeus, he was a very rich man. Don't know how much money he had, but friends, he was very, very rich. But listen here tonight, he was lost. There are people tonight lost in their religion, like Saul. You can read Saul talks about his really religious works over there in Philippians chapter 3. He talked about being circumcised. He talked about being the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, a touching the law of Pharisee, talked about a seal and persecuting the church and touching the righteousness of the law, which is blameless. Man up to his very neck, friends, he had religion. He may have been very religious, but he was lost. He was lost in his religion. There may be someone here tonight. See, I know of a religion up to my neck. I meet people in my door-to-door evangelism. And they say to me, oh, when I was brought up, I was sent out to Sunday school. 3 other church services, maybe on a Sunday. Through the week, there was other meetings. And it's up to my very neck in religion. But they're lost. And you would come to all the meetings of this church. And maybe you've been coming for years. You've heard many gospel services. The gospel sermons. But you're lost. Religion doesn't save you, friends. The world is full of it. And people are still lost. still lost. So I think I hear tonight about this word, lost. Think of the meaning of it, the separation of it, the illustration. The Lord Jesus says to anyone tonight in this service without him, and he wants you to get a hold of this one word tonight, you're lost. Lost in your sin and far away from God. And dear friends, heading down towards hell. Lost. I want to speak secondly, when I think of this word, about the misery of the lost. Think about the crying. What's the one of the first things a child does when it realizes this lost? Boys, it starts to bawl, doesn't it? It starts to cry. And someone sees a little child and the tears are flowing down his face, and someone goes over and takes it by his hand and says, well, listen, what is wrong with it? Well, the wee child says, I'm lost. I've lost my mum, I've lost my dad, whatever the case may be. And there's crying. Even in the United Kingdom, there's many children be lost every day. They said 122,853 were lost, are lost, round about every year. In the United Kingdom, a little child every 3 minutes is reported as lost. Every 3 minutes, a little child is lost. And so there's tears. There's misery. And that brings a spiritual lesson to me here tonight, because it's a miserable thing to be lost. It's miserable. The most miserable people in this world tonight are the unsaved, are the ungodly. They're lost. Sin doesn't satisfy. Sin doesn't bring joy. Oh, there's pleasure in sin for a season, but not the real joy that's found in Jesus Christ or in his word. There are people today, listen, and their lives are full of sorrow and tears, and their lives are broken, and their hearts are broken. And they're unhappy because they're lost. I want to ask you a question tonight, unsaved in this meeting. Are you happy? I want to be honest with the answer. You don't have to shout out your answer to me tonight. But you answer it in your own heart before God in this house. Are you happy? You happy where your life's going? You happy what you're doing? You be honest and know, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I weep. I cry. I'm away from my friends. I'm broken. I'm crying at night. I cry. I'm coming home from discos. I'm coming home from dances. And I'm weeping. And I'm broken. It's a miserable thing to be lost. Oh, dear friends. It breaks hearts. Are you miserable tonight? Think also in the misery about anyone, not only their crying, but their concern. Anyone who's lost and knows it, I had to put that word knows it in it, they're concerned. Even in a natural sense, if you're lost, there's darkness. And they're way out there. The fear of the danger. Listen, the fear of death. I'm lost. And you know what? It's a terrible thing to be lost. It's a scary thing to be lost. But how miserable it is for the unsaved man or woman, young person in the service today to be lost. And you know it. You should be concerned. That great verse in John 3, verse 16, the Lord Jesus Christ said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That word shall not perish. That word perish is the same Greek word as loss here in this passage. Perish and loss. It's the same thing. It's the same word. Oh, that the unsaved tonight will be concerned. I'm lost. I'm far away from God. I'm heading down towards hell. Are you not concerned tonight that you're lost, that you're dying in your sins and heading for a lost eternity? Friends, you should be concerned that you're lost. I Trust, if you are not concerned tonight about your lost estate, that God would touch your heart tonight. He put his hand upon you like a Philippian jailer. He shook the whole jail. He came in, he was trembling. He said, what must I do to be saved? May God will shake you tonight in this meeting. And you'll get this real concern in your heart tonight. That you're lost. Terrible, miserable thing to be lost. Do you know it tonight? You're lost without Christ. And then, of course, another thing that add to this would be their confusion. One of the things that causes great ministry, the person is lost. How to find their way back again? They may be stuck in some forest or some mountain or path or so on, but they're lost and they're struggling. They're struggling to find a way back. Do I go straight ahead? Do I go back? Listen, do I go to the left? Do I go to the right? You see, they're concerned. They're trying to get back again. They're trying to be found. And there are many, many people today and they're concerned because they're lost and they're trying to find their way back to God. How can I get to heaven? How can I be forgiven? How can I get my sins forgiven? How can I get everlasting life? And friends, they're concerned. You see, they're lost. Can someone show me how to be saved? Wonder, friends, are you searching for the way to heaven? Are you searching for everlasting life? Is there anybody in the service tonight concerned about your soul? And you're saying within your heart, but somebody show me how to get right with God. Well, we're glad we're here tonight to show you. Friends, it's a terrible thing to be lost. Oh, is this you tonight in this meeting? I'm speaking, as I say, about a spiritual losing, a spiritual loss here tonight. The misery of it. I never forget the day the Lord shook me and showed me my true estate before God. I was in my sin. I was far away from Him. I was on that broad road that was bringing me down to hell as fast as my feet would carry me. And I was concerned. And I was troubled. And I was afraid. Because I realized I didn't know it. I'm lost. I'm far away from God. Oh, dear friends, the conviction of sin, the misery it brings to hearts. And so we find here the misery of this word lost. Remember, it means perish. It means hell. I want to speak lastly about the message to the lost. Thank you, the Lord, that there's good news. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. This is great news, of course. And I say to you tonight, the gospel is good news. That's what it means, of course. There are people lost tonight in their sin, and they're far away from God, and they're heading down towards hell. But here's great news. Listen, here's good news. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's the good news of the gospel. He's looking for us. You think here of Christ, there's a coming. The Son of Man, He came from heaven. He left heaven willingly. He came down into this world to save us. He left the glories of heaven. He left the presence of His Father. He came down into this world. Jesus Christ came into this world, my dear friends. And He came to save the lost. And this is good news, of course. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. There's a coming. I'm glad I believe that Christ Jesus has come into this world. I'm glad I believe the Bible, of course, that He has come. We only have to look at the date, 2020, reminds us of the coming of the Son of God into this world. There's a coming. The Son of Man, listen, has come. He's talking here to Zacchaeus. He's telling him, I have come. There's, of course, the dying. The Son of Man came into this world, listen, to die for the lost. He came to give His life. In Matthew 20, verse 28, here's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, listen, and to give His life a ransom for many. And He's telling them very plainly, here's why I've come into this world. I've come to die. I've come to go to the cross. I've come to offer myself a sacrifice for sin. I've come to shed my blood. This is what he said. I come to the Bible. That's what he did. That's why the prophet Isaiah could say, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed here. The Lord Jesus Christ came and he shed his blood. You see, he has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And friends, to save us, he didn't save himself. He offered himself a sacrifice for our sins upon the cross. That's why we sing about the blood. We're not ashamed of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we preach the blood. Because Christ loved us. And he bled and died upon the cross. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, we preach Christ crucified. And so, dear friends, here as he tells us here tonight, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save, and he died upon the cross for our sins. Not one sin was his. The Lord Jesus never sinned a word or thought or deed, friends. He knew no sin. He did no sin. But he died for our sins. He died for the sins of those who are lost. Unsaved tonight. What do you think of this? What do you think of the gospel message of the Bible? That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and he died for the lost. And so there's a coming of Christ. There's a dying of Christ. There's a seeking of the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice he says here, the Son of Man has come to seek. And I want you to notice that he doesn't send an angel. He doesn't send a prophet. He doesn't send anyone else. No, no. This is something he has come to do himself. The Son of Man has come to seek. Seek who? He's looking for the lost. Think of the very passage we've read together here tonight in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. He comes to Jericho. He's passing through Jericho. That's what it seems, doesn't it? But he's looking for somebody in Jericho. Aye. It seems just one man here at the moment. Looking for a sinful man. Looking for a man who's lost. That's Zacchaeus. He's looking for him. That's what we find. Zacchaeus runs to get up a tree to see him passing by this way. And he comes here and he calls Zacchaeus. Come down, for today I must abide at thy house. You see, I'm looking for you, Zacchaeus. I've come to Jericho for you. I'm searching for you. I'm calling out to you. And maybe there's someone here tonight. It may just be one person tonight in this meeting. A man, a woman, a young person. And the Lord's looking for you. He's looking for you. He's calling out for you. Come to him. Are you concerned tonight about your sin, about your soul? Do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you know that he bled and died upon the cross? And he's calling, he's searching for you. Maybe there's some tonight in this meeting. For years he's been looking for you. You go to your work, you do your sports, you do other things in your life, and he's searching. He's searching for you. He's looking for you. He's looking for people. That's the gospel. Jesus Christ has come to seek sinners who's lost. He's looking for them. And he's looking for you tonight. He knew where Zacchaeus was. Listen, he knows where you are. He knows where you are tonight. He knows all about your sin. He knows all about your life. He's looking for you. He seeks, listen, he saves sinners as well. To seek and to save. He's come to save them. To save them from everlasting punishment, from hell, and to give them everlasting life. Oh, there's a saving Christ. He has power to save. In Hebrews 7, verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost. He can save to the very guttermost. He can save the worst. That's what Apostle Paul said. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He said, of whom I am chief, I'm the worst. And if the Lord Jesus Christ can save the worst, he can save you. He can save you. And that's good news of the gospel. It's none too bad for Christ that he can't save them. Oh, dear friends, I say to you tonight, this is the gospel. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. Not that he tried to save them, not that he might save them, but he shall save his people from their sins. Those who repent and trust him, he will save them. Oh, dear friends, this is the message tonight. The Lord Jesus come looking for you, unsaved, to save you, to forgive you, to take away your sin, and to give you everlasting life. That's the message. No one else can save you. No one else can take away your sin. No one else can take you to heaven. No one else can make you right with God. No one else but the Lord Jesus. So you need him to save you. He's come to seek and to save that which is lost. We can't save ourselves. You cannot save yourself. It's only Christ who can save. And that's the message, friend. He's come to seek and to save that which is lost. We do know, of course, in that great ship, the Titanic, the people were divided into three classes. Well, you had the rich, then you had the second class, then you had the poor. There were three classes on the ship. But after the ship sank, there was only two classes. Just two. There were those who were saved and those who were lost. That's all there was. There were two lists. There's a list up. Saved, lost. Saved or lost. And that's the way it is in this meeting tonight as we close it. There's only two types of people here tonight. There's those who saved and those who's lost. Now I ask you in closing, where do you stand? What side of the list are you on tonight? Are you among the saved? I'm glad that's where I am. I don't deserve to be among the saved, the redeemed of the Lord. I came to Christ with all my sin and he saved me many years ago. But dear friends, are you on the other side? You're lost. Are you saved? Are you lost? If you're not saved tonight, well, we're here to help people. Come to Jesus Christ the way you are. Repent from your sin. Put your faith and trust in the Lord. He's calling you. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I give you rest. And with arms outstretched, he's calling you to come to him that you might be saved. Would you come and trust him? Would you trust him tonight in this meeting? Would you say, I'm not going home to settle this matter tonight in this house? Remember I said, this day of salvation come to this house. Wouldn't it be a tremendous thing that the salvation of God would come to this house tonight? Because someone gets saved. We're here to help you. You can go out, come in again. Don't go out. I'll be here in the pulpit. If I can help anybody tonight, speak with us. Come to Christ where you sit. Repent of your sin. He's looking for you. He's calling out for you to come to him that you may be saved. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. You can be found tonight. You can be forgiven tonight. You can get everlasting life tonight in this meeting. Would you come and trust Christ? I pray you will. I pray he'll find you. And you'll find him, and who you know is life eternal. May God write his word upon our hearts here tonight. Let's just close in a wee word of prayer. Again, we offer to help anyone we can tonight. We're here to help people. If you are concerned about your soul, we pray that you settle this matter before you leave the meeting. Come and speak with us. And don't go home without Christ. May God give you the grace to come to him tonight. Our loving eternal Father in heaven, we thank thee for being with us. And we pray that you will speak to the hearts of the unsaved, and Lord, that they might be saved, that they'll be called by grace, that you will find them, you will forgive them, you will save them. Give them the grace tonight to repent and believe the gospel, lest they be lost for all eternity. We thank you, there's mercy with thee. Take each one of us a separate ways, Lord, into our homes, now in safety, until we meet again in this fashion. I pray in Jesus' great name.